Welcome to the Steve's Dying Guitar Podcast, brought to you by GuitarZoom.com. If you want to improve your guitar playing, keep listening. If you want to improve even faster, go to GuitarZoom.com, where you'll find all of Steve's premium courses, masterclasses, and memberships that'll help you quickly and easily improve your playing. Now here's your host, Steve Stein.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing is just looking at an A minor chord, and we're going to try and think of something that's a bit more interesting to play than just playing your scale. And what I'm going to offer you today is an arpeggio, which means broken chord. Now, normally when we think of arpeggios, let me show you this. If I was playing an A minor chord, okay, an arpeggio really could just mean this. Just playing the notes of the A minor chord like that. But oftentimes what we do is we learn how to play arpeggio shapes, which lead us to playing things that we call like sweeps and stuff like that, and they look like this. So right there what I'm doing is playing 5, 8, 7, 7, 5, 5, 5, 8. Okay? And it's a fine shape. There's nothing wrong with that. If you already use those in your playing, I think it's wonderful. But what I want to give you today are two great little tips that can make it a little bit easier to use in your playing if you're not really used to this sort of thing, and they just sound really great. And the two things are this. Number one, we're going to add some notes into this A minor structure to make it sound a bit more colorful, and the second part of that is in doing so, we're actually going to create a real functional movement across the fretboard, which you're going to see in just a second here. So let's do this. Now what I'm using is just, you could use any jam track here, A minor. I'm using kind of an A minor 7 sound for my little jam track. So what I'm going to do is instead of just playing this stock A minor scale, or A minor arpeggio, excuse me, like that, what I'm going to do is create another shape by adding some new notes. So I'm going to play the A and the C and the E, but then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in this note here, which is G. Now that is the seventh of the chord, and it sounds really nice, okay? Now my root is right there again, but I'm actually going to skip over that. I'm going to add a new note, which is called the second or the ninth, and it's located here. And it sounds really neat. It's really colorful. First thing to do is just kind of get comfortable with playing that. Now you can use any fingering you need to, you can pick it or slur it any way you want to. I'm going to show you what I'm doing, but most importantly is you find a way that works best for you, what's most comfortable for you. So what I'm doing here is I'm doing a hammer on from 5 to 8, and then I'm doing a down strum on 7, and a down strum on the 5, and then I'm doing a hammer on to the 9. Now I could play that with an upstroke too if I wanted to. Depends on how fast I'm trying to play it or in what context I'm using this thing, okay? So if we just, and I'll play the jam track in a second so you can hear what this sounds like, but if I took those sounds, okay, and then what I'm going to do is continue on, and I'm going to play a 7, and then 5, 8, and then 7 and 10. So it sounds like this. Now, there's a couple of ways I want you to look at this.
If you're enjoying this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, go to GuitarZoom.com and consider becoming a premium member. There are three memberships to choose from. VIP, which gives you instant access to a library of short but powerful courses as well as new bite-sized lessons each month. There's also Play Songs that gives you step-by-step lessons so you can learn to play your favorite songs fast. And finally, there's Masterclass, university-level training on everything from soloing to music theory, from blues to home recording. For more info about these memberships and all the premium courses available to you, go to guitarzoom.com. Now back to the podcast.
And again, you can stop this if you need to kind of memorize this shape. So 5, 8, 7, 5, 9, 7, 5, 8, 7, and then I'm going up to 10 here. So if you think about it, what I'm doing is I'm playing a note and then I'm cutting across three strings. So visually, that's what I'm seeing. Now from this note, if I started here and did the exact same idea, the shape is going to be different, but the movement's the same. You see? So what I want you to start understanding is that there actually is a pattern here. There's two notes on the sixth string, one note on the fifth string, two notes on the fourth string, one note on the third string, two notes on the second string, and then ultimately this one note on the first string, although I did add in this 10 just so I had somewhere else to go, okay? But you wouldn't have to. So I have this. There's two notes, one note. Two notes, one note. Two notes, one note. And then I just added in this 10 since my pinky was sitting there. Now if I played it backwards, and if you need to, you can pause the video and just practice that and try and develop a visual picture of what I'm doing here. Now, what I think is really neat to do with this kind of shape and these new notes, these new colors that we've got, is to explore them over a jam track. So you just take some sort of A minor sounding jam track and you just practice, not again, don't just throw it into the technique category of how fast you can play it, but really explore the sounds these notes are giving you. Okay, so let me play a little jam track here for you. Okay. Now, let's put this in real context. Something really neat that you can do with this is use it with your normal scale. Maybe you just know pentatonic, for instance. So you've got your A minor pentatonic sitting right here. So what you do is you learn to slip in and out of these two ideas at any time. You don't have to play the entire shape. You might just play a small section of it. You might just play something like this. Just that much of it. Then you drop back into your pentatonic, for instance, or maybe you play the top part of it. And then you drop back into your pentatonic from there. So it's just learning how to take what you already know and just add something new on top of that. Now, I would definitely memorize the whole thing, but just understand, in the real world, you might just not, you know, just sit and play it up and down. You might, and that's great. But you might just try and find a new way of adding that idea into what you already know and come up with something brand new. Next time on the Steve Stein Guitar Podcast. Hey, Steve here. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, what we're going to be doing is looking at some creative ideas of breaking out of always playing in four or always playing in three or something like that, although three can be really interesting. We're going to look at some patterns of five and seven. We're going to be looking at some solo patterns, but we're also going to be looking at some chordal patterns. And maybe this will help you a little bit with your creativity in your songwriting or just in your soloing in general. So let's go ahead and just start off by looking at some groups of five. We're going to look at three different examples, two different soloing patterned ideas, and a chordal idea. So the first one we're going to be looking at here, we're going to do is we're going to go up and play 20, 19, and 17 on the first string, and then 19 and 17 on the second string. So we have... Now, this could be anywhere, okay? The idea is I've got three notes on one string, two notes on the next string, which equals, of course, five notes. So you could create anything you want with this. Hey, Steve Stein here from GuitarZoom.com, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can I ask you a favor? please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. Your feedback means more to me than you'll ever know. And be sure to check out my YouTube channels where you'll find over 1,000 videos to help you with your guitar playing. Thanks again for listening. Stay positive, keep playing, and keep having fun.
If you'd like some help with your guitar playing, but you're not sure how to get started, go to guitarzoom.com and look for the Help Me Choose survey. By answering a few simple questions, you'll get Steve's personal recommendation of the perfect course for you. All this and more is available for you at guitarzoom.com.